Inside Mac.
For Thursday, November 9th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Microsoft faces the music, two journalists doom the Zune, and Apple takes 2 out of 8. Time and time again, Apple receives honors from Time Magazine. The award-winning publication has rated Apple's MacBook Pro its number 3 gadget of the year of 2006. And the Nike Plus iPod Sport Kit also showed up on the list, coming in at number 6 out of 8. Logitech took the number 1 spot with the VX Revolution mouse. The wireless DJ remote control came in at number 5. And the Sanyo HD1 digital media high-definition video recorder came in the 2nd spot. Bill Gates will pay for play as Microsoft has entered into an agreement to pay Universal a royalty fee for every Zune player that is sold. While neither Microsoft nor Universal has publicly unveiled the amount per player, Universal, which has 98% of the music market, feels it had a stake in the Zune's success, stating, "We feel that any business that's built on the bedrock of music, we should share in." The deal isn't directly linked to content that is shipped with the player, which comes preloaded with music, with no clear connection to Universal, suggesting that the large music company is not satisfied with current music sales. The change in the approach towards music revenue could directly affect Apple, whose deals with music labels have so far extended only to profits from iTunes content sales, but not from iPod hardware. This isn't an isolated incident, as Microsoft is reportedly in early discussions with other labels for similar fees. When it comes to the Zune, not many people are impressed. Case in point, 2 well-known journalists, one from the Wall Street Journal and the other from the New York Times, are both very perplexed as to why Microsoft had to try and duplicate the iPod. The Wall Street Journal's Walter Mossberg reviewed the device and at first had some good things to say before he quickly changed his tune. He said the Zune had several nice features the iPod lacks, such as a larger screen and a built-in FM radio, but when it's placed next to the 30-gigabyte iPod, it looks big and blocky, like a prototype for a gadget rather than a finished product. He went on to say that it has way too many compromises and missing features to be as good a choice as the iPod for most users. New York Times' David Pogue comes out with his gloves on. Long story short, he's not a fan of the music beaming feature. He stated Microsoft's literature suggests that if you have a struggling rock band, you can put your demo recordings on your Zune, and when you're out in public, you can just send the songs to your friends. But what Microsoft doesn't say is that 3 days later, just when the buzz about your band is beginning to build, your songs disappear from everyone's Zunes, making you look like an idiot. So, will brown be the new white? Maybe for a few, but not for these guys. Coming up, goodbye, I'm no longer a Mac. That story when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed, big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
My systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry, you were saying? Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting Micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Apple is offering origami style for the holidays, as it is now offering $5 gift boxes with the purchase of iPods from its online store. With a free laser engraving, the Cupertino company's origami style gift boxes come complete with a simple red ribbon on each box. MacSpeech announced the availability of a new iListen script pack for iTunes 7. It includes new voice-activated global commands that you can use to play or pause tracks and increase or decrease volume, regardless of what application is currently active. The script pack is available for download at the MacSpeech website. It requires iListen 1.7 or later, and it's priced at $15 US. Devon Technologies has announced Desktop Transporter 2.0, a remote desktop solution that allows users to use other Macs on either the local network or the internet without physically accessing them. Version 2.0, now universal, is a major update to the previously available version 1.4. Desktop Transporter sells for $29.95 US. Markspace announced a major upgrade to the missing sync for Windows Mobile, the company's software for synchronizing pocket PCs and smartphones with computers running macOS 10. Version 3.0 adds new features, including synchronization of notes and voice memos, Word and Excel documents, Safari bookmarks, iPhoto albums, and iTunes playlists. The missing sync for Windows Mobile sells for $39.95 as an electronic download, and upgrades from previous versions or other eligible Markspace products are available for $19.95. And lastly today, it's a good thing Justin Long is a movie star, because he's no longer the Mac guy in the Apple's advertising campaign. Even though Apple's sales have shot up while the I'm a Mac commercials have been running, many felt that Long's jeans and t-shirt character was a smug little twit and actually warmed to John Hodgman's character, the PC guy. Though Justin didn't comment, his rep did say there wasn't a long-term deal with Justin. He's a movie star, not a commercial guy. And here's an interesting tidbit. Justin Long did not own a Mac until he began working on the campaign, but the PC guy, John Hodgman, owned a Mac when it first appeared in 1984. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.